Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Sharon with an S in Montana. Welcome.
Good morning. I have a question for Dr. Sheely about B vitamins. It's rather confusing to me. You hear people think of B complex or B12 or B6. So what is the difference, and will B complex do the whole job?
Well, at the top of the list is your brain. Your cognition and memory depend upon B1, B2, B3, B6, etc. But all of the Bs are necessary. B12, of course, is primarily for your blood count, hemoglobin, that kind of thing. But they're all important. And you need today probably 10 times what you needed when they set up the minimum daily requirement because of pollution. So instead of 2.5 milligrams, let's say, or something like that, you need 25 milligrams minimum of all of them.
Okay. So if you are purchasing one of those B-complex, would that cover, or do you have to read it and see?
You've got to read it to be sure how many milligrams. That's
okay.
Why I created my own brand, Dr. Sheely's Essentials.
Uh-huh. But if I couldn't order that, what would be one I could buy, like in a health food store?
Look at the label, just say B-complex, and look at the Bs, and they should say 25 milligrams on each of the major Bs.
Okay, so you're probably best off just doing that than trying to figure out what B vitamins to buy.
Right. You just need to know the milligrams.
Okay. And my second question, you talked about putting magnesium oil on your skin. So I bought some stuff that's in spray. It just says it's magnesium, basically. But it makes my skin itch like you wouldn't believe. Is that going to get better or what? I have fairly sensitive skin.
Now, where have you been putting it?
I just stuck on my legs, and my legs are cramping.
Okay, yeah, occasionally people do have that. Try it on your feet.
My feet? Okay.
Sometimes it's better on the feet. It's less likely to cause itching on the feet than it is on the legs, I think.
Okay, because it was making itch like an hour later. I'm still itching, you know. I mean, you could live with 5 or 10 minutes, but that
right.
was kind of
I don't
not
like
very pleasant.
That it does happen occasionally, but I would try it on the feet first before I gave it up.
Okay, well, I need to do something because all of a sudden my legs start cramping. I've always taken just a, you know, a pill, like a capsule, and that seemed to keep everything
safe
for you. It
doesn't work well by the mouth. We did a study.
Go ahead.
Well, if through the skin, it raises your DHEA, the anti-stress hormone. Through the mouth, it does not do that. And you're lucky to have it. I mean, I see people with all kinds of magnesium deficiency problems that won't get well by the mouth.
Okay. I just took it kind of to offset any, you know, problems. This is supposed to be good, and I've been doing that for quite a few years, but now all of a sudden my legs are starting to cramp up like crazy, and it's not very fun. And so I thought, you've always said magnesium oil, so I thought, okay, I'll buy some. And then, like I said, it just makes my skin itch horribly.
Okay, if you've got to go to an oral, get magnesium taurate, T-A-U-R-A-T-E. It is far better tolerated than any other form.
Okay, well, I'll try the oil on my feet, though. That might be fine. You know, I don't mind a little bit, but like I said, I have pretty sensitive skin, so it's like an hour later, it's still itching like crazy. You know, I'm going, this isn't too fun. But I'll try it on my feet because that might work. It probably worked better like if I did it maybe in the morning, too, so that I would be distracted maybe.
Right.
Sharon, I have a question for Dr. Sheely that relates to what you're asking. Dr. Sheely, there's a whole bunch of different magnesium compounds and chemicals. Yours, I believe, is magnesium chloride. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
And, all right, are there magnesium chemicals that others could use in their formulae that would be not beneficial or possibly dangerous and still call it magnesium lotion or magnesium?
Well, it could be magnesium sulfate, which is Epsom salt, but it's, right? It's not nearly as well absorbed as the chloride.
Okay.
Okay.
Sharon, does that
I
help
think
you?
Mine. Oh, well, I think mine said chloride. It's just magnesium, and it's just in a spray bottle, which seems simpler to me. And I looked at some of the others because I was going in, and they were supposed to have a spell on just the oil, and they were out. But I was looking at other brands, and it looked like that was basically what they normally had. But I was just wondering if he had a trick of the trade to make it better, so I'll try my feet. That's definitely worth giving a try.
Now, when you say the feet, Dr. Shealy, are you talking about the tops of the feet, the bottoms of the feet?
Okay. Top, bottom.
Sharon, I'll tell you what I do. I use the spray. That's my preference. Other family members prefer the magnesium lotion, Dr. Shealy's magnesium lotion. And you can get it at the website, class, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And I spray it on my chest, Dr. Shealy. I spray it on my heart, and I spray it on the back. You know, when I get out of the shower, I dry off, and then I spray it on my legs, I spray it on my chest, and on my calves. And I found that if I don't spray it on my legs, I may get cramps that I don't get if I spray it on me. Meaning, there's a direct relationship between the magnesium spray and cramping. So if I forget a day or two, I may get cramps, if you know. So I remember to do it. Is that something that you've heard before?
Yes. Some people like spray. I like just the lotion, but they both work the same.
Yeah. And, Dr. Shealy, do you want to share where you put it? Sharon may want to try that, where you put
I
yours.
I just put it on my buttocks. One teaspoon on each buttocks twice a day is the way I do it.
And because you'd mentioned to us on the air one day, Dr. Shealy, you know, spraying it right on your chest by your heart, that seems
anywhere
to work really well. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And the one other thing I'd like to ask while Sharon's still with us, before she finishes up her questions. So, Dr. Shealy, some of us take a shower multiple times a day. For me, if I get out and, you know, if I get filthy on the farm, I get all dusty, you know, I'm going to want to take a shower and get that off. Now, should I respray and, you know, when I take my second shower of the day? Should I respray with magnesium?
Twice a day, it doesn't matter how many times you do it.
Okay.
Whether it's morning or night or two other times, it doesn't matter. I wouldn't do it four times a day.
So is the minimum one and the maximum two?
Well, I think two teaspoons twice a day is the average. Now, you know, we don't really know unequivocally being 140 pounds and 200 pounds, how much difference you should make.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sharon, back to you.
Oh, that's actually just what I wanted to know. I was trying to figure out how I could do this because I've never really had much trouble with leg cramps except a couple times when I was pregnant, which, you know, kind of goes with the thing. But they've just been acting up, and I've got some really doozies, and I'm thinking, boy, this is not fun. So I was just trying what he had recommended on the phone. And I thought, like I said, I don't have to be redundant. He answered my questions. I do appreciate it. And thanks for answering. And you guys have a great day, okay?
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Sharon.
Bye.
Yeah. There you go, Sharon.
I don't know how I got it.
Jolene in North Carolina, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Yes, hello. Thank you. I just got home from the hospital with a case of transverse myelitis, and no, I was not part of any COVID vaccination trial. They have no idea how I caught it, but I was in the hospital for 10 days, and now I'm on very high doses of steroids, which are causing all kinds of problems for me, of course, and I'm trying to figure out how to mitigate the meds that I'm on, and the Devic's disease, the condition that I have, what I can do you know, nutritionally and with supplements to try and mitigate the harmful effects from the steroids and from the Stevic disease.
Wow, that is a big one. I can't give you an absolute answer for all of that. But the one thing that I would unequivocally do is fire, earth, and crystal bliss. They're very simple things. It would take you, once you learn how to do it, take you about a minute and a half a day to do it. But using fire, earth, and crystal bliss, these oils that you put on specific acupuncture points, will reduce your free radicals and help raise your DHEA. And DHEA is the most important antidote to steroids.
Okay, wonderful. That sounds really easy. And as far as taking something systemically, of course I have insomnia is one of the bad things that I have from taking these steroids. And so I'm trying to figure out how to battle that, too.
I would get timed release of melatonin.
Okay.
And I would start with 5 milligrams, but you could go up to 30.
Okay, very good. Now, you know, so I was curious about the clinic that you have going on over there, knowing that you have your neurological background. I have 3 neurologists that are working on this situation right now. It's very rare. They don't know how it happened, what we're going to do about the prognosis for the future. So I was kind of curious if you had ever dealt with anything like that at your clinic.
Oh, yes. I deal with all the things that don't respond well to conventional medicine.
Okay, because I am very interested in it and want to pursue that further. So I guess I to do that, I would call your phone number for your clinic then.
Right.
Let me give you that.
We could do a Skype consultation or a Zoom consultation or a phone, anyone.
Let me give you that number, Jolene. To reach Dr. Shuley's clinic in Springfield, Missouri. We're in the central time zone here. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221.
Okay, good. Got it. All right.
And the website is normshealy.com. normshealy.com.
All right, very good. I'm trying to look outside the box here and figure out all my options, you know, get some integrated medicine going on here, because this might be a situation where allopathic medicine might not address the underlying cause of the thing. They're just treating my symptoms. So I want to do everything I can.
That's Dr. Shuley, I started holistic medicine back in the 70s.
Dr. Shuley, she mentioned steroids. Is steroid as a therapy just treating the symptoms?
Well, of course it's treating the symptoms, but it does cut down on inflammation. And the greatest symptom for which it's used is inflammation. And inflammation can be, well, devastating.
And is that why people who are on steroids feel like supermen and superwomen while they're on them?
Well, usually at the beginning, but after a while it goes the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. That's something we're going to
do. Jolene, would you like to hold through the break? Do you have more questions? I want to make sure that you have enough time to get all your questions answered.
Sure, I'll hold.
Okay, so figure out what those questions are, and Dr. Shuley will be right back in just a few minutes after some commercial announcements.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Jolene is with us in North Carolina. Jolene, you have more questions for Dr. Shealy?
Well, yes, the treatments for this have annihilated my immune system, so I cannot go out in public now. I'm a sitting duck to catch everything that's out there. So I'm trying to boost my immune system back up at the same time. I'm taking steroids. I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm taking vitamins and quercetin. Do you have any suggestions of what I could do? Am I doing the right thing?
The best four things that I know to boost the immune system are a good multivitamin with at least 25 milligrams of all the basic Bs, my youth formula, which is a combination of vitamin C and MSM. They need to go together. Magnesium lotion and the Fire Bliss that I've already mentioned. Those are the four ways of raising your DHEA, the antidote to cortisone.
Okay, great. So I'm also, like I'm saying, taking the quercetin too. So I don't know if that's something that you have heard about that was supposed to be helpful for your immune system.
I don't know that one.
Okay. So I want to prevent a reoccurrence of this once it gets resolved. And we don't know what caused it in the first place. You know, there's all kinds of speculation, but we don't know for sure. We've ruled out MS and cancer and everything else. And so I just want to make sure that I do everything I can to prevent a reoccurrence.
Well, I agree. The most important thing is to stay healthy in the beginning as much as you can.
Yeah.
Jolene, let me cut to the chase a little bit here. I have the internet, as just about everybody does, and I can buy my products wherever I'd like to buy them. I choose to shop at Dr. Shealy's website and his office. And literally, there are two vitamins and mineral supplements that I take every day. And I suggest that you consider it because I've done some experimentation. And based on my experimentation on me, I think that this is the best bang for the buck, the best way to go. And here's what it is. And Dr. Shealy said this. I'm just putting an exclamation point on it and want to make sure that you heard it. His multivitamin is called Dr. Shealy's Essentials. Dr. Shealy's Essentials. It's a capsule. And that's one of the supplements I take. Another one, very high on my list, is Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula. And that's his vitamin C with MSM. So you can get those at his website. And you may want to do that.
I do have both of those.
Great.
Good.
Those are the two that I do buy from Shealy's website, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that our class heard that. And that's not a commercial class. That's an endorsement. As a matter of fact, I keep them right here in the studio. Because I want to make sure, no matter what, I don't miss taking them, you know, because of forgetfulness or daily activities getting in the way of me taking them. So they're right here. So I wanted to share that with Jolene. Jolene, do you have any other questions? Because I have one question for you.
Oh, okay. I think that sums it all up really well. Thank you so much.
All right. So actually, I've got one question for Dr. Shealy for you. Dr. Shealy, since she is on an anti-inflammatory, what about turmeric? You've talked about turmeric. Is that something
turmeric or curcumin, an extract of that, is probably the single best natural food anti-inflammatory. Now, interestingly, it works better if you take some black pepper with it or piperine. So I take a rounded teaspoon of turmeric and a level teaspoon of black pepper every day also.
Great. I was wondering about exactly that. So thank you for bringing that up.
Okay. And Dr. Shealy, is that something that she can get at your website, turmeric curcumin?
Those are so widely available that we do not carry them on our website. Even grocery stores will have the black pepper and the turmeric.
Jolene, if you have a Sam's Club membership, they have it. Okay, I've been, looking at what all kinds of things that Sam's Club offers, including oil and motor oil and transmission fluid and things. So I happened to find that. So that's available. My quick question for you is, how did you find us? Do you have a couple minutes to stay through the bottom of the hour break, or do you have to go?
Sure, no. I'll be here.
I'd love to hear how you found out about us. And we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department posting a $100,000 reward after a man is seen on surveillance video walking up to a cruiser in Compton Saturday night and shooting two deputies, both now expected to survive. President Trump spoke of the incident at a rally in Nevada last night.
When a vicious criminal walked up to their vehicle and shot them at point blank range. Tonight we send our love and our support to their families.
President Trump will get a first-hand look at the devastation caused by massive wildfires ravaging western states today. When he visits some of that devastation in California, the fires have left nearly 40 people dead in that state as well as Oregon and Washington. The president also has a campaign fundraiser in Arizona this evening. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's official that Kanye West will not appear on the Wisconsin ballot for president this November after he did miss the deadline for filing papers by 14 seconds. A judge saying the clock rang five times at the moment 5 p.m. arrived on that day, the judge equating it to a clock striking midnight. West's campaign argued, however, it actually had until 5:01 p.m. to file the paperwork. It's arguing the Wisconsin Elections Commission also interfered by locking the doors at exactly 5 o'clock. Nintendo is bringing back one of the first successful gaming devices from the 1980s. The gaming company announcing it's bringing back an updated version of the game and watch device. Originally, users could only play one game per handheld device, but with this update, they can now play three: Super Mario Bros. Ball, and Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels, all on one device. And audiophiles know that vinyl has seen a resurgence in recent years, while CD sales have continued to decline, but this is a new Record Industry Association of America report, which says records have finally outsold CDs for the first time since 1986, accounting for $232.1 million in music sales through the first 6 months of this year. CDs brought in about $130 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why don't you God, you're take my when you go for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Sheely's with us, Dr. Norm Sheely, medical doctor. And if you'd like to go to his website, it's normsheely.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. If you'd like his phone number for his clinic, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Jolene's with us in North Carolina. Jolene, so my question for you is, how did you find us?
Well, my husband and I are team truck drivers. That means that we drive in the same truck. And my husband, Marcus, is actually sitting right here. He would kind of like to explain to you how it all happened.
Sure. That sounds great.
Hi, Vincent. We love your show and get a lot out of you. I'm very much like you. We have a little homestead here in North Carolina, so we do a lot of kind of things that you do. But aside from that, we are both truck drivers, and about 6-7 years ago, We listened to Coast to Coast on and GCN Radio and stumbled upon you and just have been in love with your show ever since. And so I'll try to catch up. You know, I can't listen. Jolene drives in the morning, you know, in the day shift, and I do the night, so I try to catch up with you other ways. But that's basically how we came upon you and love it and like listening to all the different aspects of your show.
Well, the instructors are what make USA Prepares. It's the instructors, and they are absolutely fabulous. Dr. Shealy is the one who has been with USA Prepares the longest. He was a broadcaster at a radio station in Springfield, Missouri, and that's where I met him. My broadcast followed his. And so we would cross paths for like 1 minute in the studio. He'd be getting out of his studio seat. I'd be climbing in. And, you know, and we got a chance to know each other fairly quickly. And he's been with us ever since. So the longest running instructor at USA Prepares is senior instructor Dr. Norman Shealy. And I want to thank him for that. And your name is Marcus.
Marcus. And it's so wonderful that he's able to take the time out of his busy schedule to be on the show quite often. Yeah. And that's just so remarkable to help people out like this. Like, you know, I love my wife very much, and this transverse myelitis has kind of gave her paralysis on her right side of her body, which made her unable to drive the truck for right now. And I think due to what she's trying to do with some of the vitamins and things has helped out since she's been home about a day and a half. And also her blood transfusions with the dialysis seems to be helping. And that's what's concerning is what are the repercussions from that. But
Let's ask Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, risks, concerns about transfusions.
Well, of course, but there are times when they can save your life. So I can't, you know, tell you when I would consider it necessary, but in general, that acute illness is pretty well managed by conventional medicine. The thing when I get involved primarily is when it becomes chronic. Now, to me, chronic is after 6 or 8 weeks, not after 6 months. But in acute situation, I would go 99% of the time with conventional medicine.
Marcus, you have you have our contact number for Dr. Shealy, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I have everything on the website and have all that information. We'll be contacting him a little later today and see if Jolene's a candidate to probably go over there to see you guys in Springfield. So we will see how that goes.
I'll tell you something very interesting. I stopped over at Dr. Shealy's office. This was months and months ago in the good old days. And I happened to be talking to the gal at the reception desk. You know, you walk in and she's the first person to greet you. And I was just chatting with her. And when I pulled in the parking lot, there was an RV, a mobile home there. And I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. I haven't seen one of those before. I was wondering if Dr. Shealy, you know, had a mobile home or whether one of his patients, you know, moved in. And so I was talking to the gal at the reception desk, and out from one of the rooms there, a man came and kind of was listening into our conversation. And it happened to be the husband of the patient who Dr. Shealy was treating. And that's who the mobile home belonged to. And he recognized my voice. So what happened was, it was fascinating. This couple moved in for about a week, you know, and lived in the parking lot. So, Dr. Shealy, I'm sure you remember that.
Oh, yes.
What a delightful couple. What a delightful experience. So the reason I mention that is I'm not recommending you all bring your mobile homes or your camper trailers, but I'm just saying that that's one thing that did happen. So, Marcus, a suggestion, something for you to consider. If your time permits and if you'd like to share with us experiences that you have had and are having as an over-the-road truck driver, a team, we'd love to hear about that. And if you'd like to send me an email, I'll give you a call, instructor@usaprepares.com. And maybe you should become an instructor.
Well, I would love to do that. Both of us are very good at what we do and like training and helping people out completely. And even when we're at a truck stop or wherever and we see younger drivers trying to figure it out, you know, I'll jump out of the truck and help them out. And absolutely, we have a lot of insight to give, a lot to share.
It sounds wonderful. So instructor@usapreparers.com. Marcus, anything else?
I'm good. I'm just very appreciative of both you and Dr. Sheely and your show and the positive effects that you guys give to the country. And I just think that's so wonderful.
Well, you know, we can undo that positiveness in just a couple minutes. I've got a comment about the news, and I'll probably undo a little bit of it in just a minute. So I just want to say thank you very much to you and Jolene. Thank you again.
Well, thank you again. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Sheely, at the top of the hour news, which was, well, the bottom of the hour, actually, about 12 minutes ago, we heard that Los Angeles County is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of a suspect who shot two officers and at a metro station in the city of Compton. And so the country's outraged, and it should be. But I have two questions, not necessarily for Dr. Sheely, but just two questions. Number one, where did the $100,000 come from? That's question number one. And two, is that offer for the information relating to the arrest and conviction of the person who shot these two officers, that $100,000, is that available for every murder suspect, or is it just when police are murdered?
Good questions, of course. Well, of course, if it came from the city, it's going to come out of taxes. But I don't know whether it applies to any other murder.
Well, what I'm trying to do is draw the attention to the fact that I've never heard, you know, back in the days of Jesse James and Billy the Kid, you know, et cetera, there were wanted posters and there were rewards. But, you know, for, well, bankers who have been shot and, you know, just the general public. But it seems to me that the police amass in force and numbers when one of their own is harmed, as compared to they're not so interested when it's one of us. That's the point I'm trying to make. Now, maybe I'm confused, but I don't think so. I think it's I think if shots are fired and an officer is shot at, the police respond very quickly. And here is just one example. It's a very public example of a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person who shot these two officers. So just wanted to draw that distinction, class. I doubt there would be a $100,000 reward if we were the victims. That's just the point. Dr. Sheely, I was getting up this morning and I was thinking about past life regression and past lives, and I was thinking about mortality. And I was wondering if you had some thoughts on, does the past life, is that impacted by the type of death? So, for example, I've been watching a television series, and it has to do with war. And there are people who are, you know, shot. There are people who are put up against, or executed for, the Germans executed people. They hung them, etc. You know, they tried to get information out of them. You know, awful, awful deaths that did not have to happen at that time. So, is there a relationship between the past life and the kind of death, whether it be a natural, you know, passing away in your sleep, versus being executed, being tortured, you know, drowning, you know, those kinds of things. War. Is there a relationship?
Having done hundreds of past life therapy sessions, I'm impressed that most of the time when people do one or two past life experiences, they come up with a traumatic death. I think you're much less likely to carry over and several of them were traumatic. They seem to influence your personality in the future, if you will, more than a natural life, I guess.
Okay, because when you did a past life regression with me, my death was not, I did not see my death. Just to recap very quickly, class, I was just a farmer, and it appeared to be quite some time ago, kind of like in the revolution, the first revolution in the United States. And people were coming to kill us, and I was trying to organize the village, our village, to protect our village, us to protect us, and I couldn't get anybody to pay attention. And it was really frustrating for me. People, you know, kind of walked out and they, you know, wouldn't listen to me. And what I saw later was me in a field, kind of hunched over, worn out, lots more miles put on me than the years that I, you know, should have had those miles on. So what I'm saying is that those 4 or 5 years of the conflict, of the guerrilla fighting, the protecting, you know, my family, and doing my best to protect the village really took a heavy toll on me. And I saw myself in a field just, you know, looking down on me, just kind of worn out, alive. I mean, I'm not talking about failing at the moment, but, you know, operating at a much, much slower potential than I had before that whole mess started. And that's what I saw. So I did not see, you know, an execution of me or a hanging of me or a torturing of me. I was just wondering. So,
well, I can tell you, having had one past life where I was hanged, that does stand out in my memory.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it carried forward?
Oh yeah, it's something you have to deal with so that you don't rebuild the same situation again.
Okay. All right, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor, and we'll be right back. I've got some more questions about mold and working around mold and body sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, and health.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop
develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I got a whole bunch of things to fit in a really short segment. Dr. Shealy, we sent you an email about Bob Woodward. He's the guy that was involved in discovering what happened at Watergate and the ultimate resignation of President Richard Nixon. And he was involved in recording interviews and telephone conversations. The president knew absolutely that he was being recorded. And it made 60 Minutes. They did an interview with Bob Woodward, the investigative reporter. And it seems that the president knew that the coronavirus was real, that it was deadly, that it was airborne, and then decided that he was going to downplay it. Did you hear that, Dr. Shealy, that link on 60 Minutes?
I do not watch any news whatsoever ever again in my life on television.
Okay. I'm just wondering what your thoughts were about that, because the president did literally say, I'm paraphrasing now, that this is pretty serious because it travels through the air, not by the touch. Now, you know, even though the president supposedly has a degree from Wharton, a very prestigious business school, he doesn't have the vocabulary that's commensurate with that, at least in my opinion. He doesn't have the vocabulary of Dr. Norman Shealy, that's for sure. Well, he mentioned that, you know, this is airborne. The virus travels through the air, and it's very concerning because compared to one that travels by touch only, this is more serious. At least that's what the president was alluding to. And yet, he did not convey the seriousness of the transferability to the people.
Ben, in case you ever seen it, the CDC about a week ago admitted that the actual death rate is less than 10% what they've been publishing.
Yes.
They've been publishing everybody who dies essentially is dying of the virus.
Yes.
Now, if the true death rate is less than 10% of what they've been publishing, who trusts anybody?
Yeah, and at the same time, there's other information saying that, yeah, they were concealing the deaths. So what you have been saying, Dr. Shealy, is absolutely correct from day one, that you can go to the same news source and find pro and con, plus and minus, yes and no. Literally, it's unbelievable. At the same time, there
right.
are...
Fraud, fake epidemic.
And I don't think we have ever seen in our lives, yours and mine, the amount of disinformation that we are now seeing. I mean, we've seen it. You know, the international bankers have created run-ups and crashes, and they've profited on both sides of the equation. They've done it intentionally. We've seen that. But that was nowhere near the amount of fraud, deception, misrepresentation, obfuscation, and confusion that's going on right now. It's record-breaking. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So, here's a question. Dr. Sudhi, how does one select a doctor? So, for example, you went to Duke. You did your internship at Harvard's Massachusetts General Hospital. I mean, those are credentials that are just right up at the very, very top. How does one select a doctor? Can you do it by credentials? What do you do it by?
You do it by personality, in my opinion. You need to like the person and feel that they're compatible and interested in you. And you're not just, part of an assembly line. To me, that's clear.
It's very interesting that you say that. Because when Mrs. Finelli picked doctors in the past for her, and she would do the research, and she'd look at, she'd go to the internet, she'd look up their qualifications, credentials, practice, etc. And she'd look at their pictures, and she said, look at this one. This one seems like a nice guy. And then she would want to, talk to the office and find out, was she right? It's kind of like an interview for a job. And she was doing the interviewing, and she would verify that they are is that smile real in the picture? Does the person look trustworthy? Seriously, that's what she did. Do you have a reaction to that? Do you think that's bona fide, or is that nonsense? Well, that's what she does. Okay. Next question, vinegars. Apple cider versus wine, versus distilled vinegar. Are they the same? Do they do the same thing? Or is there a reason why
apple cider is better?
Okay. For most purposes?
Yes. Well, okay. Of course, if you just use it to wash things, only I think apple cider vinegar is better if you're taking it orally. As far as washing dishes with it, cleaning things with it, etc., I don't think it distilled is fine.
Okay. What about apple cider vinegar with mother? That would be that sediment, that yeast-type sediment.
They say it's better. I don't
know. Does that mean shake it up and, make it uniform? And is that yes?
Yes.
Okay. So if I'm making a salad with apple cider vinegar with mother, shake it up and then make sure that mother is spread throughout the entire bottle and I get my fair share each time I use it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. One last thing. Working around mold. If I work around mold, should I take a shower immediately after working around mold and use a nasal spray like saline?
Yes.
Okay. That was what I had on my list. By the way, Dr. Sudhi, anything you want to talk about? We've got 4 seconds.
I'm doing great, and as always, great fun to talk with you.
Dr. Sudhi, you sound fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.